离开了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。 Let's pray， 我们同祷告。主，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Lord， we come before your throne of mercies。
当我们打开新约的时候，这个开始介绍耶稣基督的第一个侍奉的时候，求主你来帮助我们。
As we look through the Gospels to see the beginning of your ministry, we ask that you lead us.
求主让我们看见这个试探的可怕。
You show us the terror that is in temptation.
更看见那位胜过试探的耶稣的伟大。
And you also show us the greatness of the one who has overcome these temptations, our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们这些亚当的后裔，新以色列人，真在他里面得胜有余。
So that those of us sons of Adam who are part of the new Israel can also overcome.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus.
如果你从今年一开始跟我们在一起，我们过去的八个月一直透过旧约这本圣经。
If you've been with worshiping with us these last 8 months, you know that we've gone through the entire Old Testament.
来讲上帝与以色列立约的这本书，透过它来认识上帝和他拯救人类的方式。
The books of how God through the covenant with Israel shows us to him and shows us how he saves mankind.
从中我们得知上帝对以色列和全人类的有一个承诺，有一个应许。
And through this we know that the God made a special promise to Israel and to all mankind.
就是在末后的时代，有一个特别的人物要将失落失丧的人重新带到上帝的身边。
And that promise is that in the last day, a special person will come and save the ones who are lost and bring them back before God.
恢复和实现他对整个宇宙的蓝图。
To restore the blueprint that he had for the universe.
我们今天终于来到新约了，可以直接的介绍这位中保耶稣基督。
So today we have at long last come to the New Testament and we introduce to you the mediator.
因为他是带万人归向这位创造者、救赎者、审判者上帝面前的中保。
And he leads us, this mediator leads us before the creator and the judge of the whole, of all creation.
但我们有一个问题，一个难题，我们怎么来认识经历这位中保耶稣基督呢？
So we get a question. Well, how are we to know and experience this mediator, Jesus Christ?
要知道他是引介我们认识最重要的一位宇宙的人物，就是上帝。他是道路、真理和生命。
Because he is the way, the truth, and the life to the most important figure in our lives, and that is God himself.
记得这个乔布斯，Steve Jobs 去世的时候，大家都很想多了解一下他。
So we remember that when Steve Jobs passed away, there was a great interest in knowing about the life of this man.
很多人都想知道这位用科技改变了人类生活方式的伟人。
And they all wanted to get to know this man who changed the way we live.
我当时正在北京，就发现街上充满了他的传记。
At the time, I was in Beijing, and I could see every store was filled with books on his biography.
你要看哪一本呢？
So which one do you read?
你肯定要看那些认识他。而且透过他授权所写的传记。
And of course, you picked the book that was written by people who knew him, people who was authorized by him.
非常类似的，我们如果想认识耶稣基督，同样的，也要透过他所认识、所交托的那些人所写的四福音来认识他。
And so, and for us, in order to know Jesus, we must also get to know him through the works.Of those who had known him and were authorized by him to write his story, and that is the four gospels.
在接下来的六个星期的主日信息中，我和两位长老，还有 Craig， 还有英文的这个 Agnes 干事，要从马太福音这位四福音的第一本书来介绍上帝和人之间的这个伟大的中保。
And so, in the next 6 Sundays, myself, the 2 elders, Pastor Craig, and our sister Agnes will be introducing the Gospel of Matthew.One of the 4 Gospels.
我们要介绍耶稣的人与他的事，还有他的教导。
So we will be introducing Christ as the man, his work, and his teachings.
但是当我去年准备我们今年的计划的时候，我就有一个疑问：我该怎么拉开耶稣基督，正面介绍他的这个序幕呢？
So when I was preparing,
因为过去都是在幕后。
So when I was preparing for this sermon, I was wondering, well, how am I to pull back the curtain to introduce Jesus? Because, you know, all the sermons before were basically showing you the backstage.
我们可以从马太福音的家谱开始，指出他就是犹太人亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。让我们对。
We could have began with his family tree, showing that he is the promised descendant of Abraham.
我们可以再述圣诞节耶稣基督在马槽里的卑微。
And we can look back at Christmas at the humble baby in the manger.
我们还指出东方有三个博士或者智者君王。顺着一个特别星座的指引来到耶稣的面前献上罪号来敬拜他表明他是万民的主宰
We can speak of the three wise men who came from far to give their best to Jesus signifying that he was the savior not only of the Jewish people but of all mankind
我们可以从当时的犹太人的王希律的惊慌中命令残杀两岁以下的男孩想要把耶稣杀死在摇篮中来看上帝如何保护了他的儿子耶稣基督
？We can begin with Herod's slaughter of the infants to introduce how God protected His promise.
我们还可以从引介耶稣基督的这位开路先锋施洗约翰开始，因为他就是旧约先知，说结束的时候不断的提醒我们，有一个救主来临的时候，当救主来临的时候，有一个像以利亚的先知作为标志。
We could have began withJohn the Baptist, because he, as the last of the Old Testament prophets, is the Elijah who was to come to point the way to the Messiah.
但是上帝的确感动我，选择了耶稣基督，接受魔鬼试探这一幕，作为耶稣基督首战告捷的第一幕。
But today, I'm very thankful that God has inspired me to choose this moment, the temptation of Jesus, as the first.Shots fired and the first victory won in the war against Satan.
Not leading me, or not inspiring me, leading me. You know, the theological is very different, leading me. 那么随着我们更多的思想耶稣基督受过魔鬼试探的得胜我们就会更经常的在每日的生活中体验到这位中保我们刚刚唱诗的在耶稣基督里把我们带到上帝面前的这个中保的伟大。
So as we meditate on the triumph over temptation, we can truly learn in our daily lives how to know and experience this mediator and his work in us today.
当你打开圣经的时候，你发现耶稣几乎每天都面临不同的试探，但是在旷野里这三次被魔鬼试探是非常特别。
So if you read through the New Testament, you know that Jesus faced temptation every day, but at this time, you know, being face to face with the devil in the desert was a special event.
即使你不熟悉旧约，你只要看我们这边第四章的前后，你就可以发现。
And so even if you're not familiar with the Old Testament, you can just read the context of the Gospel of Matthew itself.
体验到这三次试探的分量。
And you can see for yourself how important this.
你让人打开你的圣经哈，对不起。
So I like.
虽然是我念的。
So I like you to keep your Bibles open to the Gospel of Matthew.
所以你看，这个试探发生在什么时候
？So when did this temptation?
请告诉我。
Please tell me.
耶稣受洗之后，上帝说他：“你是我喜悦的爱子。”
It happened after.
圣灵降在他身上，像鸽子一般的圣洁。
And so Jesus was baptized.The Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, and God said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
第二方面，如果看这段结束之后是什么？胜过试探的魔鬼退去以后，耶稣开始公开的在他的家乡加利利传讲天国的福音，呼召人人悔改信靠他。
And then after this event, and the devil left, Jesus began to preach openly the message of the gospel.To call people to repentance.
所以这个我把它称为序幕非常重要。这次的试探是拉开他公开侍奉的一个前哨。
So this was the opening act of Jesus' ministry because it signified it was open war.
因为耶稣在人间的使命就是要建立天国在人间。
Because Jesus' task was to establish the kingdom of God.
他为之降生，为之受死，为之复活，还要为之再来。
And for this reason, he was born, he died, he was resurrected, and he will come again.
好，今天预备好，我们要看三个方面。
And so today, let us prepare ourselves to look at three aspects.
我们要明白人类面临哪三种重要的试探。
And so we want to see what kinds of temptations do we face.
第二个，我们要看耶稣在什么样一个身份上经历和胜过这些试探。
And we see how Jesus faced each of these temptations.
最后要看这些耶稣基督胜过，在我们这些跟随他或者我们是亚当后代还没有跟随他人中间怎么样获得益处。
And then finally, we see that those of how his triumph over temptation affects those of us, not only those of us who belong to him, but those of us who do not yet belong to him.
好，首先我们让我们的处境来看。
So let us begin with the what.
如果问你人类面临什么样的试探
？So if I ask you, what kind of temptations do we face?
你会怎么说呢
？So how would you answer that?
究竟什么是试探
？What is temptation?
我们经常认为试探就是那些很糟糕的事或者特别流行的事。
So we think that, you know, temptations are those things that lead us into doing wrong or the things that are the most popular.
黄色的网页
you know,
这个吸毒、喝酒、酗酒。
For example, pornography, drugs, alcohol.
或者免费的 iPad 广告，你进去填了很多，最后啥也没得到。
You know, or you know, free things that you know you're always signing those surveys for, but you never.
或者盼望有一个人一掏口袋的时候。$100掉出来了。
Or, you know, you hope that someone can, you know, drop a $100 bill when they're rifling through their wallet.
当然这是试探。
Of course, those things are temptations.
但是无论从圣经还是我们的人生经历里面，我们都发现真正具有吸引力的试探往往是灰色的，甚至是看上去中性还是好事情。
But when we read through the Bible or when we live through our own lives, we discover that the temptations that really have a draw to us.Are those things that are in the gray area, the things that are neutral or even good on the surface?
前面那些不好的事情呢，实际是小儿科。
Those
如果你被那些事情绊倒的话呢，你说明你更需要基督。
The things that we mentioned before that lead you to temptation, those are elementary level temptations. If you cannot even overcome those, then you are very immature indeed.
You need Jesus more.
And、
yeah.
you need Jesus all the
time. 比方我给一个例子哈，中信，寻求知识好不好
？So let me ask you, is it good to seek knowledge?
当然是好的，但是人如果要想要无限的知识，对不对
？But is it possible for man to have infinite knowledge?
Because you are limited, you cannot be infinite. 首先，你就是一个悖逆，这是非常危险的事。
So that is a very dangerous thing.
圣经说，隐秘的是属于耶和华，只有显明的是属于我们和他的子孙。
Because the Bible tells us that hidden things belong to God. Only those things that have been made plain belong to people and their children.
所以我对试探有个定义，说任何一个试探都是将一个好事滥用或者误用了，就变成试探。
So any temptation is the temptation to abuse or misuse something that was originally good.
要我再说一遍吗？任何一个试探都是将一个好事滥用、误用了以后，就成为你的试探。
Any temptation is the temptation to abuse or misuse something that was good.
一个小偷想偷，一定认为财富是好的，他才偷。
A thief wants to steal because he puts value in money.
一个偷情的人也知道性满足是好的，所以他要去偷。
An adulterer lives a life of infidelity because he believes sexual satisfaction is good.
那上帝造人的时候有性是非常好的事。
Because we know God created sexual relations and he declared it to be good.
一个权力的狂是认为权力本身是好的。
A tyrant wants power because he thinks power is
good. 他用来造福人类也可以来毁灭人类。
And of course it can be used both for the benefit and the destruction of mankind.
所以试探的问题就在于你把它放在什么样一个位置上，用什么手段得到它，为什么要得到它。
And so the issue of temptation is in what kind of value you place in the thing, how you acquire it, and how you use it.
几乎毫无例外，每一个试探都必须提供一个本来是好的事物做什么诱饵，像你钓鱼一样。
Without exception, every temptation is like the bait on a hook. It's a good. It's something that looks good.
无论是食物、安全、权力、地位、声望、能力、满足、知识和价值。
Whether that be food.Safety, power, position, reputation, or satisfaction.
如果没有好事， 就不存在诱惑与说了。
Because if there was no attraction to it, then there is no temptation.
我们可以用不同的方式来归纳古今中外人类所面临的试探。
And we can categorize the temptations into many different ways.
但是约翰一书有一个非常贴切的话类，让我们来帮助我们，大致对应了耶稣基督面临的这三大试探。请大家翻开约翰一书。
The book of 1 John summarizes all temptations in the world into three major categories, and I think it's very fitting to the temptations that Jesus faced.
约翰一书的二章十六节这么说的，因为凡
First John chapter 2 verse 16 tells us this.
因为凡世上的事情，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父亲来，不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
你知道约翰在这里讲的世界是败坏的世界，所以从这里头来出来的东西。
And so, you know, in here, John speaks of the world. He means the fallen world, the one that is full of sin and temptation.
所以我们来看人类所面临的三种试探。
And so we see the three basic temptations.
第一个，人身体基本的需要可以变成试探，衣食住行。
So first is the basic human needs can become our temptation. That is food, clothing, shelter, and etc.
记得魔鬼对耶稣第一个试探吗？你若是上帝的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
So the very first temptation that Jesus faced was.If you are the Son of God, you can command these stones to become bread.
要知道这是四十天没有吃东西的耶稣。
So, you know,
身体的满足对他是相当重要。
And Jesus had just fasted for 40 days. So this was a very, very big temptation for him.
人体最基本的需要也可以成为什么？ Temptation 的一个对象。
And so our basic needs indeed,is very, very easily
become
our temptation. Those are good things.
你看看街上走的人，多少瘦的，多少胖的。
So, you know, if you look at people on the street, how many of them are skinny and how many of them are overweight?
越是穷的人越胖，在美国。
And it's a paradox in America that the poorer you are, the more easily you become obese.
把它称为肉体的情欲只是一个方面，不光是吃。
And so the desires of the flesh, not only in food.
这些所有的基本衣食住行都是上帝造人的时候赋予人类最基本的需要。但是堕落之后，人们就有一个重新画像。
And so these were originally the most basic needs that God had put in mankind. But after the fall, we've twisted it.
经常我们说什么？人为财死，鸟为食亡。
So we know that man lives and dies.On the money that he makes.
人心能吞象，真是这样。
And the greed of our hearts is all consuming.
我们没有办法区分什么是需要，什么是奢望。
We can no longer distinguish the difference between a want and a need.
如果你喜欢逛 yard sale,
if you're a fan of yard sales.
过两天我们家可能还有一次，因为就是我们上次没卖完。
And in fact, our family is about
to host
another one because of all the stuff that you guys donated for.
但你如果经常去
fundraising,
你会发现美国人买太多不需要的东西，你在 yard sale 看得非常清楚。
And you can see if you ever gone through a yard sale, it's always full of stuff that people bought but they ended up not needing.
买很大的房子不需要住。
And they buy big houses that they can't live in.
这些都是在一个不坏的字眼下发生的，就是说有多项的选择，多多的预算。
And so, and all of these things happen under the circumstances under which they buy the houses seems really good. That okay, yeah, you know, the more the merrier, right?
房子五六间，好几个房客说美其名曰 in-laws， 然后让我父母亲来读，让我们这个亲戚朋友来住。
And you know, you buy a bigger house, so you have more room, so you can you know have more people over.
在中国、美国都有这样，富人手里有好几套。说是为女儿、为投资、为度假，但是很少有时间去。
So, you know, no matter what country you're from, you see that phenomenon of buying a lot of property.
变成了一种满足，但是心里并不满足。
So, it seems to be fulfilling a certain kind of sense of satisfaction, but it doesn't bring true fulfillment.
我们真没有办法透过物质的占有得到心灵的满足。上帝把永恒放在人心里，除非我们有永恒者在我们里面，或者我们在永恒者的里面，我们心中的黑洞是没有办法填补的。
Man has placed eternity in the hearts of men, and we are restless unless we rest in him.
我绝不相信人类要在极大的物质丰富以后才需要寻求上帝。
I do not believe.
古今中外任何时候都需要。
I do not believe that we can only seek after God once our
贫穷的时候需要，读书的时候要，工作的时候需要，结婚的时候需要，生孩子需要，准备见上帝的时候也需要。
We need God, whether for richer or for poorer, in sickness or in health, and especially when we go and see God face to face.
因为上帝是一切原始资源的供应者。
Because God is the ultimate source of everything.
第二个试探，你看是人类自身尊严和安全的试探。我们的关系，我们的地位，我们的思想方式。
So the second temptation is in the temptation of position, the temptation of identity.
你看魔鬼对耶稣第二扇怎么说？你若是上帝的儿子，可以跳下去，因为圣经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
The second temptation, he says, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift up you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against stone.
这是一个标准的断章取义的，至少他用了，他看的第一句话是没有把耶稣诱惑，第二个就用圣经了。注意哈，用圣经的人不一定是按照圣经的真意来讲的。这是诗篇九十一篇，说上帝保护他的百姓，结果他用来以后，你可以用这个上帝保护你，你可以愿意做任何的事，从最高的顶上跳下去，多么令人吃惊呢？如果跳下去你没死，你肯定能够震动一片耶路撒冷的人。
And so we see that even the devil will quote scripture, because he is quoting, of course, out of context from the Psalm 91 about God's divine providence over his people. And he says, oh yeah, if you are the son of God, why don't you jump off a cliff? And of course, you're going to make a big name for yourself if you survive at the bottom.
目的就让耶稣表现自己的才能，看重自己，超过上帝对人类救赎的计划，超过他该做的事。
And so this temptation was for Jesus to show himself off in a way that was beyond what was intended for him.
真的，让人安全、被尊重、有知识，成为试探的第二个方面。
And so the temptation of power, the temptation of reputation is the second temptation that we often face.
对，圣经中被称为眼目的情欲。
So though the Bible calls these the lust of the eyes.
本来有上帝的形象，有君王的风范，同时又有被造的脆弱。可是呢，堕落之后，人也被扭曲了。
And so the original state of man was in paradox. On one hand, they were the image of God. They had the position of kings. On the other, they, as the creation, they were limited and fragile. And so after the fall, this was twisted.
人如何安身立命？
How do we feel safe?
我在别人眼中看是怎么样的？
How do I appear to the people around me?
我酷吗？
Am I cool?
大家都喜欢我吗？
Does everybody like me?
心中往往被嫉妒、攀比折磨。
And so you torture yourself with jealousy.
我们会走向两个极端，有的时候我们说，哇，这个人人缘比我好，上司也喜欢他，其他他的下属也喜欢他，众星捧月。
So we often fall into two extremes.
我要像他一样。
We admire somebody because it seems like everything goes their way.
我这人为什么就比我漂亮，比我有才能？这人说话办事就是到位，对吧？我们经常这样说。
How come God let this guy be better looking than me?
不认识神的时候还好，一认识神说，上帝你真不公平，你给他这么多才能。
Have more EQ than me, so we blame God. Says God, you are so unfair.
另一个方面，人会这样说：哇，你看我，我看问题多有 insight， 说话多么有人听。
On the other end, we say, look at me, look at how awesome I am, look at how I can see.
包括唱诗敬拜的时候声音都比别人好。
And even, we even fall into this one, serving God, say, listen to how well I can sing.
我是在上帝的家中侍奉，在公司也很好。在很多的人眼中，我们家是模范家庭，光环非常多。
And so you accumulate achievements for yourself. You know, I serve God. I'm great at work. My family life is great.
所以这两类都是很可怕的。
So、these,
一种自卑，一种自傲。
So on one side you have、oh, you have extreme you have extreme self doubt.
看不起比你低的，然后呢，或者呢，看低自己。
And so you end up either totally prideful or you have no self esteem.
Yeah, or self absorbed. 一个人真的如果不知道怎么被上帝安排他的创造的世界里，不知道神本来是要他来解释这个世界、治理这个世界的管家，就一定出问题。
And so if you do not know the role in which God has placed you in this world, and which is to manage and take care of this world,
在我们的人际关系、在我们的地位尊严，经常错位，经常受诱惑。
We will face that temptation of power.
第三，人的自我价值的实现，这种的试验。
And third,
现实和超越。
And third is the temptation of self-fulfillment.
魔鬼对耶稣第三个试探是什么？
So what was the third temptation?
如果前面是食物，然后自我的平和的评价，现在是更往内心去了，对不对？
And so the third temptation is the most insidious of them all.
你若服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Worship me, and I will give all of this to you.
世上的一切和万国的荣华。
The all of the glory of this world.
哦，对我们，当然，你有的人根本就不想，这不大可能，那就不。但是耶稣本来就该有这些的。
And so maybe you think, well, what kind of temptation is that? Doesn't Jesus already own everything?
我们刚唱歌，他原来就在天上。
Because we just sang the hymn that he was in heaven and he was the Lord of everything.
他本来就是拥有敬拜和带领别人敬拜的这个使命。
And he himself not only was the object of worship, but he would lead the people in worship.
但是魔鬼非常狡猾，他用的就是说有捷径。你现在如果拜我，不用走那条天父给你设计的什么受苦上十字架的路，这是多少基督徒愿意这样想。
And so the temptation of the devil is,Oh, you don't need to take the hard path. There's a shortcut right here.
所以把它称为是自我声望、敬拜上帝之间的这种交战。
And so,
谁是主宰？
So this is the war that we fight between going our way and going God's way.
There's a war inside. 圣经把它称为今生的骄傲。
And so the Bible calls this the pride of the heart of man.
为何一个人在得到温饱之后，有了一定地位、权力、关系之后？特别在乎自己自我价值的实现。
Why is it that after fulfilling all the other needs, the need of the physical, the need of the mental, that they start to go into this whole self-fulfillment, self-actualization?
人的名声，我们的得失，许多人可以过艰苦的生活。
And so, you know, yes, we may be able to live in the life.
起初可以有良好的人际关系。
And we can have good relationships.
建立家庭，开创事业。
Building our families, building our careers.
但是慢慢的让这一切都变成他的最高目标的台阶和工具的时候。
But slowly, all of these things become stepping stones and tools for him to reach a higher state of existence.
其实圣经也。告诉我们，我们要超越我们自己，
Actually,
不是吗？
Doesn't the Bible also tell us that we are to overcome ourselves?
超越我们什么？
We are to overcome what?
不是超越我们有限，是超越我们堕落。
It's to overcome our fallenness, not our limitations.
超越我们的自我中心，爱上帝，爱人。
To overcome our self-centeredness and to love God and to love others.
从败坏到圣洁，从短暂要看到永恒。
From corruption to holiness, from the temporary to the eternal.
但是今生的骄傲，魔鬼的就是要诱惑，用人要自我崇拜的这种心态来诱惑你。
But the temptation, the temptation of the spirit is the temptation to worship yourself.
四年前的奥巴马真是英俊潇洒，四年以后现在非常的疲惫。
So, you know,
能够再待四年吗？真的就是人的这个困难。
You know, so we see it in the politicians today when they first run for office. It looks, you know, they can talk a really big game, like, you know, like Obama did when he ran for president. Would he be able to remake that miracle now? Well, we'll see, right?
所以真的，这个诱惑真让我们觉得好像我们是宇宙的主宰，不必敬拜上帝， 我们自爱自狂，拒绝上帝的救赎，最后被自我的偶像吞吃，成为一个怪物。
This temptation leads us to think that of ourselves as masters of our own destiny, and we reject God, and we become consumed by our own self.
我相信我们都同意人类面临的这样的一个困境，无论是基督徒和非基督徒。
So well,
是吗？
No matter what you believe in, no matter whether you are a Christian or not, these are the temptations.
我们面临身体上的、思想上的、灵魂上的三大征战。
So we face temptations in our flesh. We face temptations in our mind, and we face temptations in our spirit.
我们已经预备好看耶稣为什么要进入这样的试探。
And so now let us see why Jesus needed to be tempted in these three ways.
他在什么样一个身份上胜过了这三大？
And how did he overcome these temptations?
对人类历史有非常重要的意义，历史意义。
And so this had very big historical significance for mankind.
这是在2000年以前，他可以把上帝的国度带到一个末期的高峰。
And it is because of his victory that he was able to lead the plan of salvation into his final stage.
难怪他开始传扬福音，就是在他经过这个试探之后。
And so no wonder he proclaimed the coming of the kingdom as soon as he overcame these temptations.
我们稍微复习一下我们今年。
So let us look back again at the themes that we've been
preaching
about this year.
你看我们今年的主题是什么？奉神谕旨传扬基督。
And so the overall main topic is proclaiming Christ by the word of God.
一到四月我们是从创世纪一直到约书亚做什么事？
And so we began in Genesis to do what?
先是就是 Joshua， 我们说追念什么先祖要遥指基督，注意哈。
And so we from Genesis to Joshua, we said we remember the ancestors who pointed to Christ.
好，记住这个啊。第二个，我们五到八月干什么了
？And then from May to August, what books did we read?
我们从士师记一直到尼希米记。
We read from Judges to Nehemiah.
我们说王朝的盛衰表明需要一个基督。
And we saw the rise and fall of kingdoms, and we realized that what we need is Christ.
我们接下来会说什么？创始成终见证基督，对不对
？And then in the next three months,
这是他第一个创始成终的记录。
So we are going to finish the work that God has began.
换句话说，如果我们稍微往后看一下，我们从两个方面看耶稣特殊的身份。
And so we see in these temptations that Jesus Christ stood in his role.
首先耶稣是在末后的亚当这位先祖的身份身上受试探得胜。
First, that Christ overcame temptation as the last Adam.
总结了我们前面一到四月。
So we remember at the very beginning.
第二个，他以真以色列的身份受试探得胜。
And second is that he, as the true man of Israel,
总结了我们刚刚过去的四个月。
And that sums up what we just read.
当然是在受试探这些事情上，没有其他的事情。
Of course, it was in the temptation.
好，我们来看末后的亚当，耶稣在这个地位上怎么样受试探得胜。
And so, let's look at how Jesus overcame the temptation as the last Adam.
如果你记性好的人，今年第二次讲到我们讲什么？创世纪第三章，对吧？我先告诉你，堕落，我把它称为说一个改变了一切的事件。
And so, in the very beginning of the year, when we first started preaching on the book of Genesis, we talked about the event that changed everything.
亚当夏娃在伊甸园偷吃禁果，背叛上帝，悲剧性的改变了人与上帝、人与人、人与自然的关系。
How Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and rejected God, and that was the tragedy that changed the relationship of man with God, man with other people, and man with nature.
因此，在那个时代里，不光亚当失败了，导致了一个宇宙性的背叛、宇宙性的堕落，全人类都堕落了，从上帝儿女的身份沦为上帝的敌人。除了耶稣基督之外，没有一个人例外。
And so, in that temptation, not only did Adam fail, but this was a cosmic betrayal. All of mankind was now fallen. They had fallen from, they were no longer children of God, but enemies of God, all except Jesus Christ.
我们要重温一下对耶稣的三个试探吗？你可以看得很清楚啊。第一个，你是上帝儿子，石头变成食物，物质的需要。
And so again, when we look at the three temptations, You know, make this bread turn to stone. That was the temptation of the physical need.
第二说，如果你是上帝的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记得说，就旧约记得说，主要吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。智慧的判诺，自我中心。
And the second temptation is the temptation of knowledge. If you are the son of God, jump down, because the Bible records that God will protect you.
第三个，你若拜我，我就将这一切万国的荣耀都赐给你。究竟你的心灵该归属谁？
And then third is, if you worship me, I will give the glory of all nations to you, and that is the temptation of the spirit.
哇，像不像在伊甸园第三章发生的事？
Isn't that a parallel to exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden?
起初魔鬼对人类的始祖亚当夏娃做的一样，但是更具诱惑力。
And so in the beginning, the snake came into the garden, and he pitched the same sale.
亚当夏娃的时候。园中有很多的树，围绕的是不缺吃喝的，都被诱惑。耶稣是四十天没吃。
But they were Adam and Eve were tempted in the garden that was full of trees that had all sorts of fruit on it. But Jesus was in the desert and after 40 days of fasting.
创世纪三章六节说，于是那女人见树上的果子好做食物啊，物质需要。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 tells us that the woman saw that the fruit was good for food, so it filled.If it was the temptation of the physical.
也愿人的眼目成为试探，看看不饱，听听不饱。
It was pleasing to the eye.
接着说，而且可喜爱，使人有智慧，自我的知足，不以上帝为智慧的智慧，不以上帝为标准的标准。第二个试探也出现了，对不对？
And it was desirable for the attaining of knowledge, and but this kind of knowledge was the knowledge of the self.And not knowledge reliant on God.
第三个试探没写在里面，但是他们做了。他吃了，他也吃了。
So she ate and she gave to her husband and he ate.
亚当夏娃拜谁了呢？
So who did Adam and Eve end up listening to?
上帝说吃了就死，魔鬼说吃了不一定死。
God said, "Eat of it and you will die." See, the devil said, "Eat of it and you might not die."
亚当和夏娃呢，说你们两个都不够聪明。我自己做一个判断，我就吃了，叫我老公也吃。
And so the man high said, "Well, I'm going to make my own decision." Chomp.
所以自我崇拜了一把，对吧？然后实际上真是落在了谎言者的脚下，那个恶者的脚下。
And so they
吃了，
they listened to their own
decision. 伏在他的脚下来拜他，全人类今天都在拜在魔鬼的脚下。
And so all mankind now.Has fallen under the feet of Satan.
圣经说，魔鬼像可吞吃的狮子一样，在寻找什么可吞吃的人。
And the Bible tells us that Satan is like a lion patrolling the land for victims that he can eat.
结果整个人类逐出了乐园，活在了旷野中，人生的流浪。
And so man was banished from the garden, and now living in exile in the desert.
在上帝的普遍恩惠中，仍然可以有极大的物质丰富，但是没有满足。
And so, yes, you can still be very materially rich today, but there is no satisfaction in it.
有了好多的主意和人的智慧，但是心灵变成了偶像的加工厂。
You can have many great ideas, but your heart is a factory that manufactures idols.
永远活在旷野。什么叫旷野？就是没有上帝同在的地方。
And you're living always in the desert. And what is the desert? It is the place where there is no presence of God.
因为伊甸就是上帝同在的地方。
Because Eden was the presence of God.
所以这是亚当的失败，也就成了我们共同的失败。
And so his failure became the failure of all mankind.
亚当作为第一个立约者，他的失败就波及了我们所有的人。
And as the holder of the first covenant, Adam's failure is our failure.
所以今天我们为什么在第一部分说，每一个人除了耶稣基督以外，在物质上，在智慧，在心灵上，都伏在恶者谎言的脚下。
And so all of mankind has fallen to Satan on those three temptations, all except Jesus.
死亡和罪恶在我们身上掌权，有能力。
Death and sin have power over us.
让我们在三方面都无法挣脱诱惑。
And so we can never escape these temptations.
我们都是百战什么？百胜吗？老老实实说，百战什么？下面该怎么说？我不知道成语。你们应该知道了。为什么王志勇说的时候你们都会说？怎么我说你们不说了 ？OK， 接下来啊。
And
但是
so, So we become that team where every year we fizzle out.
但是好消息是什么？
But what is the good news?
耶稣基督胜过了这三重试探，不是吗？
Jesus Christ overcame those three temptations.
这位末后的亚当在旷野里按着上帝的话回答了这三个试探。
That this last Adam in the desert used the word of God to answer.
让在旷野的人类开了一条路，洒下一道光芒。
He reopened the path and he shone a light into the darkness.
在面对物质需要的时候，他说。
And so when facing the physical need, he said.
旧约记得说，人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里说出一切的话。
It is written, man lives not by bread alone, but out of every word that comes from the mouth of God.
实践了自己对上帝的忠心顺服，而不是用自己的能力服务自我。
That he showed his,
他有一百个理由该吃。
To his obedience to God and not serving himself by his own ability. He had every reason he should be eating.
但是上帝的旨意大过这个，他在试
探中
为亚当的失败要扭转。
And so he standing in that position, he had to reject the failure.
面对着从圣殿上跳下去，高举自我的这种智慧，在众人面前表现他的地位的时候，他怎么说？
And so in facing the temptation to jump.
他说很多，这个地方只是一个，他有的时候他就说我的时间没有到。在这里怎么说？经上又记得说，不可试探主你的上帝。
He said, it is also written, do not tempt your God.
最后面对赢得最高荣耀的诱惑的时候，不必经过十字架受苦就可以赢得万国，他怎么样？拒绝了，对不对？
And in facing that, the last temptation, the temptation of getting the glory of God, of every, of the, they're getting the glory without having to do the, all the work. What did he do? He rejected it.
虽然是魔鬼的空头支票，耶稣本该得的，但是耶稣怎么说？撒旦，抵挡者退去吧，因为圣经上记着说，当拜主你的上帝，单要侍奉他。
So not only he knew that the devil was writing him a check that would bounce, and that he was supposed to get this glory, he answered this way. He said, Satan, you adversary, be gone from me, because it is written, worship the Lord your God alone and serve him only.
我们为什么失败？很多的时候我们都不来看耶稣注目，我们都看我们的失败。
Why do we fail? We fail because we focus on our own failures and not on where
Jesus
is
speaking. 忘了亚当怎么失败，忘了耶稣怎么得胜。
We have forgotten where Adam failed and we have forgotten where Jesus has triumphed.
注意，耶稣不光是末后的亚当，他胜过试探，还是进一步在真以色列这个身份上。
And Jesus not only succeeded as the last Adam, he also succeeded as the true Israel.
熟悉旧约的弟兄姐妹应该知道，这段耶稣所说的三句话都从哪来的？申命记，王志勇说是他最喜欢，因为他喜欢律法，所以呢，他认为申命记是最重要的旧约的经文。
And so, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know that Jesus responded to the temptations of God, through the book of Deuteronomy.
那我再试一下哪一章？我师母开始想了哈。
So
第六章和第八章。
So if you read these, all come from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and chapter 8.
如果你想知道哪一节，八章三节、六章十六节和六章十三节是三次的。
If you want to go back and read it for yourself, they come from Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3, Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 16, and chapter 6 verse 13.
以色列在什么样的情况下受试探
？And so, if you remember the context of that, where was Israel at this time? They were in the desert.
那不用举，我的时间没到，我要到四十的时候，因为是今天 combine service， 别着急。那你看这里，以色列当时是在旷野中面对试探，他们刚从什么埃及带出来，上帝说他们是眼中的穷人。
And so if you remember, the people of Israel had just been brought out of Egypt.
像老鹰带雏一样带着背上，他们离开埃及进入迦南。
And so God loved them like the apple of His eye. He carried them out like an eagle.
进入牛奶与流蜜的地方。
And so they were bringing them into the land flowing with milk and honey.
结果过了红海，在去西乃山的路上，在三个方面都失败了。
And so
以色列人被救赎的人也失败了。
And so the people of Israel.
告诉我们很重要，你们在座有多少人基督徒举下手。
So all of you, the people of God also failed, and please stop, you're getting ahead of me.
Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. where was I? Oh, yes. The people of Israel, the people who were saved out of Egypt, they also failed. And so the question he asked that caused everyone to raise their hand was, how many of you here are Christians?
So they all raised their hand.
And how many of you have also faced failure? And that's also everybody. And so this makes how we see this temptation all more important. So how do we face our failures?
过红海的人，他们按着如果按着新约的解释，他们都受洗归了当时的中保摩西。
And so if we interpret the events of Exodus through the eyes of the New Testament, that they were baptized in the name of through the mediator Moses at the time.
在出埃及第十五、第十七章里都描述，他们需要食物、需要水的试探上失败。
But they failed in their temptation.
首先是物质上的样。
First is the temptation of the flesh.
刚出来就抱怨上帝没有按时供应他们的水。
And so they complained to God that they had no water.
上帝很有怜悯，然后到了以琳的时候，给了他们72道的泉水。所有的苦水变甜了。
So God provided them streams of water that were changed from being bitter to being drinkable.
他们变好了吗？
Did they improve from that?
上帝每天从天上降玛拿为他们给食物，四十年没有饿死，衣服鞋子没有穿破。
God gave them manna from heaven every day for 40 years.So that they did not starve, nor did their clothes or their shoes wear out.
但是他们怎么说呢？
So what did they say?
埃及的葱好吃。
They said, "Oh, for the onions of Egypt! Oh, for the meat of Egypt!"
结果上帝教训他们鹌鹑。
And so God sent quail from the heavens.
以色列学会了吗？
Did Israel learn their lesson?
接下来他们表面上抱怨没有水，而最后说要把摩西用石头打死的时候。
And so again, they used the excuse of complaining about water. They wanted to stone Moses for this.
所以摩西受上帝的命令说，用他的杖击打磐石，就流出了活水。
And so, by through the command of God, Moses struck the rock to bring forth water.
成为跟随他们的灵磐石。
And it became this rock that the living rock that accompanied them.
但是上帝在那里却说。这些以色列人试探上帝。
And so God said,
是生命记的来源。
These people tempted me.
注意听我说，为什么这样说呢？摩西给那个地方起了个名字叫玛撒，意思就是试探的意思，又叫米巴利，是争闹的意思。因为以色列争闹，又因为他们试探耶和华。什么叫试探耶和华？他们这句话特别注意啊，在第十七节里头，第十七章的七节，耶和华是在我们中间，不是。
So Exodus chapter 17 verse 7 says, Moses called that name Massah, meaning temptation, or Meribah, meaning quarrel, because in that place the Israelites quarreled, and they tested God, saying, Is Jehovah with us or not?
此时的试探已经升为往上升了，好像是水，但是他说，耶和华在不在我们中间？我现在叫你立刻变水，你不变，表明你不跟我在一起。
And so this was the temptation of making demands of God from their perspective. Say, well, God, if you're with us, then where's our water?
要知道当时的情形，云柱和火柱跟着他们，每天有玛拿，还不够上帝的证据吗？
So remember, this was when God was with them with the pillar of cloud in the day and the pillar of fire at night. And manna came and coming from heaven. Wasn't that enough?
这是人 instantaneously gratification the beginning.
So we know that 我们知道人类有那种现在就要的那种心态。
真是这样。
And it really is that way.
就要按我现在的要求，我知道上帝是不是在中间，这本身是不信。你好上去要知道，实际上表明你不信。
And so this demand,
上帝show给我看一下。
This demand for God, God show me that you exist. That is actually kind of disbelief.
好，最后，当以色列人到达西乃山后，当摩西在山上领受十诫的时候，以色列人怎么样敬拜呢？
So finally, when they were at the foot of Mount Sinai and Moses went up the mountain to receive the commandments, what did the Israelites do?
他们敬拜埃及出来的金牛犊。 我们都会把我们过去拜各种各样神的方式用来拜，拜的时候我们就舒服。
And they worshiped the golden calf because that was what they were used to. That was what that made them feel comfortable.
表明他们心中是没有受割礼的。
And it showed that their hearts were still hard.
就像今天一些基督徒心中没有被圣灵重生受洗，即使受洗的人，真正重生的人，也会有这种时候被罪胜过。
And so it is like today, how some of us, even though we may be Christians, that our hearts sometimes.We sometimes act like we were not reborn by the Spirit at all.
可是真以色列人耶稣怎么面对试探？我现在叫你一个个跟我一块回答哈。
So I would like you to open to keep your Bibles open to Matthew chapter 4.
说亚当的时候，对。
How Jesus answered these temptations.
说亚当的时候我念了，现在我来说，你们在到新约的时候来说，我们是真以色列人的时候。耶稣作为真以色列人怎么面对试探？他面对物质需要的时候，大家一起说，耶稣怎么回答？少了一点，对不起，回来。经上记得说 ，OK， it's very important， 上帝说的话哈，不是你说哈，听啊，经上记得说，人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里说出一切的话。
And so when the tempter came and he gave the temptation of the flesh, Jesus answered, "It is written."Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the word of God, the mouth of God.
好，面对智慧的标准，人怎么一起跟上帝的儿子一块说哈？经上又记着说，不可试探主你的上帝。
When faced with the temptation of knowledge, Jesus answered, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'"
我们不是全知的。
We are not all knowing.
第三，面对着赢得最高荣耀的诱惑，你该拜谁？耶稣怎么说
？In the final temptation,
非常好，虽然不齐，意思是一样的。
When it comes to the matter of worship,
好，我们花了这么多时间。
It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
对不起，我们花了这么多时间面对试探，讲耶稣在第二个亚当的身份上得胜。耶稣作为一个真以色列人得胜，跟我们有什么关系
？So what does any of this have to do with us？
有很重大的现实意义。
It's very practical.
耶稣受洗后，在圣灵带领下，胜过人类和上帝的仇敌诱惑。
And so, under the leading of the Spirit, after his baptism, Jesus went to the desert to face the tempter.
真的，不仅有历史意义，还有什么现实意义，还有什么永恒意义。
So it has historical significance, it has practical significance, and it has eternal significance.
基督徒和非基督徒都面临身体上、思想上和灵魂上的征战。
Because whether or not you are a Christian, you are going to be facing the same kinds of temptations.
所有活着的人按圣经来分的话。
And so there's only two kinds of people according to the Bible.
一类仍然在亚当里活着的人。
Those who are still living in the old Adam.
这些人仍旧活在死亡过犯中。
They are dead in their sins and their transgressions.
每次面对试探，基本是失败。
And they will fail every time.
不然就不是罪人了。
And because if you didn't fail, you wouldn't be a sinner.
还没有借着这个幕后的亚当成为新人类的一员。
The group who have not yet become a new creation through the last Adam.
这是一类人。
That is one group of people.
还有呢，是你已经借着信靠耶稣基督成为什么新以色列人了。
Those who have become the children of Abraham through the seed of the woman.
虽然罪不再掌权。
So even though sin no longer has reign.
但是试探不断。
But the temptations will keep on coming.
也因此，我们都有可能在耶稣得胜的试探上，我们可以学习来得胜。
So we can learn how to overcome temptation through the victory of Jesus.
因为圣经告诉我们，耶稣不光是以色列的中保。
Because we know that Jesus is not only the mediator of Israel.
也是全人类的中保。
But of all mankind.
他得胜之后，魔鬼就离开他。
Because when he overcame, the devil left him.
这对我们今天面临试探的每一个人来说非常重要。
This is very important for those of us who are facing temptation today.
对基督徒来说，我们怎么来信靠他？对非基督徒来说，我们怎么来信靠他，来胜过试探
？How do we overcome temptations, whether we're Christian or we're not Christian?
对基督徒来说，有许多可以说的。
So there's a lot of verses I can quote for you Christian.
我们刚刚复习上一周的经文，就用了希伯来书第四章，对不对
？So we just reviewed last week's verse of Hebrews chapter 4.
做怜悯随时的帮助，就在讲这件事情。
that Jesus is there as an ever-present, as an ever-present help.
但是我今天用雅各书的一章来鼓励你们在座的已经归信的主。
So today I would like to encourage you from the book of James, chapter 1.
你们不光是在称义上有份。
Because not only are you, do you have a part in righteousness.
你们要在耶稣基督的成圣上有份。
But you also have a part in the road to sanctification.
要得胜有余。
And that you are to be victorious.
雅各书的二章，一章二节，这样我来念哈，一直到这个第四节。
I will be reading first, James chapter 1 verses 2 to verse 4.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。第二节、第三节，因为你们知道你们的信心经过试炼就生出忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything.
再讲什么？品格的成全完备。
So this is the fulfillment of your character.
接下来雅各书十二节，凡忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
And so, and then verse 12 tells us, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
这在讲什么？经过试验的人得生命的冠冕，得奖赏，生命的奖赏。
And so this is talking about the reward that we face when we overcome our temptations.
我给大家念几个。这个不同的人来说，试探怎么可以成为基督徒的祝福呢？
And so I'm going to read you a couple of quotes about how temptation can be a blessing.
John Quincy Adams, 他这样说，你来翻译哈。Every temptation is an opportunity of our getting near to God.
每一个试探是一个机会，让我们能够更接近神。
还有一个地方这么说，马丁路德他说 ，temptation and adversity。Are the two best books in my library.
在我的书籍里面，两个最好 的书卷就是试炼与艰难。
还有一个未知名的人这么说， God promised a safe landing, but not a calm passage.
神应许了我们能够安全登陆，可是他却没有应许我们一帆风顺。
哇，太好了。还有一个人这么说，Temptation are everywhere, and also is the grace of God.
所以试炼到处都有，可是神的恩典也是到处都有。
所以我为什么花那么多时间讲耶稣得胜？
So why did I spend so much time talking about?
今天的教会用太多的方式讲我怎么靠自己得胜。
Because the church today talks about self-help way too much.
然后你越练，
and the more you practice,
越不像耶稣，
the less you'll be like Jesus.
不过是把很多东西藏起来。一揭开都是魔鬼的东西。
All you're doing is sweeping all your ugliness under the rug, and as soon as anybody takes that mask off, it's a terrible sight.
Matthew Henry, 这伟大的释经学家这么说。
And so, here is another quote.
The best saints may be tempted to the worst sins.
最好的圣徒常常就会面对去做那些最邪恶的罪。
还有最后一个，再说一个，要不要听啊？OK, 这是 Fulton Sheen 这么说哈。You are not tempted because you are evil. You are tempted because you are human.
你面对试探不是因为你是邪恶，而因为你是一个人。
真的，换句话说，我们落在百般的试炼中，是上帝对人类成圣的一个设计。
And so we fall into all sorts of temptations because that is the design God has for us.
直到耶稣基督再来之前，这个都不会结束。
Until Jesus comes again, these temptations will not cease.
在提醒我们每天可以信靠耶稣基督已经得胜。
So this reminds us to rely in the victory of Jesus.
能够谦卑的依靠他话语的力量、智慧为上帝而活。
And so we rely on the wisdom of His word to live for God.
好使我们的生命的品格。变得更加的丰盛，像耶稣基督。
So our character can be transformed so that we are more like Jesus.
好，基督徒听见了吗？我给你们鼓励是更加积极的顺服耶稣基督。
And so the encouragement I give to you Christians is to rely, to trust and obey.
死外不能蒙福，刚刚唱的嘛，对不对？
Trust and obey, for there is no other way.
好，什么是对非基督徒的应用呢？
So what use is this to a non-Christian?
什么叫信靠耶稣基督胜过试探呢？
What does it mean for you to rely on Jesus to overcome the temptation?
因为有一个应用说，你以为没有试探，因为你整天在试探里。
So you think, well, I never face temptation. That's because you're in it.
罗马书五章十七到十九节这样说，因一人的过犯，就是亚当，死人就做了这人的王，况且那些受鸿恩又蒙赐恩之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督这个末后的亚当一人在生命中做王吗？
And so Romans chapter 5 verse 17 tells us, for if by the trespass of one man death reigns through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and gift of the righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ.
五章十八节说，如此若来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪，在亚当里被定罪，只对你们说的哈。
And so verse 18, consequently, just as the result of one trespass was the condemnation for all men,
照样因一次的义行，众人也都被称义得生命了。
So was the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men.
看耶稣基督的顺服对你非常有用的。
And so that Jesus was obedient to the end is of eminent practicality to you.
所以十九章十九节做了一个总结，因义人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；同样，因义人的顺服，众人也都被称为义了。
Again, verse 19, for just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so that through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous.
真的，我前面说了那么长的时间，第一段都在讲人类的困境。
And so I spend all this time talking about
the difficulties you face in life. 还没有信主的朋友们。
And I ask you, friends who are not yet believers.
你是不是真诚从你心里说，目前你在亚当你是没有指望，在罪和死亡的笼罩里头，最终之乐，第二天早上起来以后就觉得不够。
Are you willing to admit to yourself that you have no hope in Jesus, that there may be pleasures in sin, but those pleasures are very short-lived?
你们从一个角度来说，就像我过去一样，是水中的鱼，不知道什么是水。
That you were like fish living in the water and you did not know what water was.
所以说每战必败，在思想上，在灵魂深处真没有自由。
And so every time you face temptation, you fail because you don't have the freedom to say no.
许多想做的事不能做，不该做的事做了。
That you do many things that you're not supposed to, or you don't do the things that you are supposed to.
许多事情不是没有想，是有贼心没贼胆。
And there are many things that you were tempted to do, you just didn't have the guts to carry it out.
这是亚当里的光景。
And that's life in Adam.
你承认这一点吗？
Are you willing to admit that?
但是你良心非常不安。
And are you willing to admit that your conscience is uneasy?
也许你的心里愿意开始相信。
Maybe you have that inkling.
口里承认耶稣这个得胜，我也想要有。
To believe and to admit to want this Jesus.
耶稣从来没有逃避十字架的惩罚。
Jesus never flinched.
就因为如此，他的牺牲成了我们得救的根源。
That because of that, his sacrifice became the basis of our salvation.
你愿意承认你要跟随他吗？
Are you willing to follow him?
让他的公义良善在你的里面掌权。
So that his righteousness and his goodness can
rule in your life. 赐给你真理里面的自由。
So that you can have freedom
and truth. 赐给你永远的生命。
And you have eternal life.
换句话说，如果你是非基督徒，
If you are not yet a Christian,
信靠耶稣基督是你胜过试探的一个第一步。
Believing in Jesus is the first step towards overcoming temptation.
换句话说，你跟基督徒不太一样，基督徒是一个主动的顺服。
And so Jesus, for a Christian, we can now forge our own path ahead.
如果我们还是非基督徒，你要先做一个被动的顺服，先把你原来所有的荣耀的冠冕放下，说那些都不够。放在永恒的天平上，永远在上帝说不到一百分，算恶。
As if you're not yet a Christian, first you must let go of everything you had before, because all of your accomplishments and your achievements, when weighed on the scale of eternity, is a mere pittance compared to the righteousness of God.
但是你听完耶稣基督的得胜的时候，你发现，在这种的情况下， 整个逆转的人类以色列人的无奈。
But you see, but you can see through accepting Jesus that you can turn your life around.
那是我没有办法靠自己挣得的。
This is something I cannot earn for myself.
你愿意信靠这位胜过试探的耶稣吗？
Are you willing to trust in the Jesus who has overcome the temptations? He was prepared for you.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray. Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你借着这个历史上的一幕帮助我们。
You've shown us through the veil of history.
看见人类的光景。
You have shown us how pitiful man is.
无论在物质的层面，
whether it is
思想的层面，
the physical, the mental, or the spiritual.
我们被罪包围。
We are surrounded by sin.
面临各种各样的试探。
We face all sorts of temptations.
我们就像离开乐园的亚当和旷野中的以色列人一样。
We are like the Adam who has been exiled from Eden, and we are like the people of Israel wandering in the desert.
都失败。
When we have all failed.
但是主，我们真感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you truly.
你把耶稣基督赐给我们。
You have given us Jesus Christ.
让他成了末后的亚当。
So let him be the final Adam.
真以色列人心中没有诡诈。
To the true men of Israel in whom there is no dishonesty.
不仅如此。
And not only this way.
他也把他经历和胜过的每一个试探的得胜赐给了我们一切愿意相信他的人。
He has given us the victory that he has won over every temptation to those of us who are believing in him.
主啊，你还帮助我们看见。
Lord, we ask you to help us to see.
看见你的国大有能力的已经降临。
To see that your kingdom has truly arrived in full and in power.
从心灵深处看见这世上和一切的情欲都要过去。
And help us to see that the world and all of its desires will pass away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的必永远长存。
But those who obey the will of God will live forever.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.